Welcome back here on Radio on the Go from the Top of Iowa Conference Boys Wrestling Tournament from St. Ansgar. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of West Fork Boys Wrestling, Keaton Wilson, as the Warhawks, with a top eight finisher, Jasper Jones, at 150 as he finishes in seventh place. And, Coach, your thoughts on your first Top of Iowa Conference tournament today and the performance of your wrestlers from start to finish?
I feel like we could have done better in a lot of positions, but, I mean, move forward. It's not the last meet of the year for him, so we just continue to move forward. Jasper lost in the quarters to a really, really good Lake Mills guy, 7-6. And then we battled back. We won our next one, and then we lost a match I don't think that we shouldn't have lost against Forest City. That put us in 7th, 8th place match. But he battled. He continued wrestling. Proud of him. He came away with a 7th place finish and broke the tiebreaker between him and the North Butler kid. So they were both 1-1 against each other this year, and he just beat him. So.
And in that 7th, 8th place match, it was he was down by one. Just the strength and extra endurance of him to get that much needed to escape to win that bout.
Well, we knew that the guy had been warned once, so he knew that if he got one more stall call, he was going to be tied, and then the one-point escape just sealed the deal. So, I mean, him getting to his feet and the guy just trying to not lift and return in him, and then him having that awareness to know that, okay, now I get one and I'm up 9-8 with 10 seconds left and I can just circle to finish the match, was very, very smart of him. So, I mean, we're working on his mat awareness. He's getting a lot better as the season goes on, and we're almost to the point, to the end of the season, where it really matters. So.
And the encouragement for you and the coaching staff and the rest of your Warhawk wrestlers to see one of your wrestlers go out there, have the day that he did, putting in that work, and to finish strong that way with a win.
All of his teammates were right there yelling just as loud as me in the corner. So, I mean, it's a tight-knit group of kids. There's only 7 of them, and they're very close. And they love each other like brothers. Sometimes they fight like brothers, too, but I mean, it is what it is, and they wrestle, and they cheer each other on to the end. So,
one of the great things about a conference tournament like this, you have 5 ranked teams present, a lot of teams that you'll see when it comes to districts time coming up here in the next couple weeks. From your experience here today, the growth that you saw from your wrestlers and just the great varsity experience facing that kind of competition here today.
Well, it showed me what we need to improve on, and we'll continue to do so. We need to, when a guy shoots, we can't be reaching for the head. We got to be whizzing. It's like an immediate thing. By the time I yell it, it's too late. And we're working on that. We'll continue to work on that in the wrestling room. But, I mean, Lake Mills, Nashua, Osage, Central Springs, Garner, all these teams have really phenomenal wrestlers, and they're tough to beat. But that only makes it when you win. The sense of pride feel a little greater for those guys. They battle. I mean, they show up every day. They battle. That's all I can ask for.
Final thoughts, Coach, as a top eight finisher here today at the Top of Iowa Conference Tournament and your next biggest event on the horizon with districts just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, we got our duel in Garner on Tuesday, and then we're going to the North Butler Tournament next weekend, and then districts following that. So really it's going to be making sure the guys get the proper rest at night, you know, stressing that to them, having them continuously keep progressing in the wrestling room. Make sure their conditioning is where it needs to be at. Make sure their bodies are ready to go for the district tournament.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Warhawks with your 2 events next week. Your duel against GHV, and then at the Doug Trees invite next weekend. And congrats to you and Jasper Jones on that top 8 finish here today at the Top of Iowa Conference Tournament.
Thank you.